Close to half of the garbage generated in America comes not from individual homes or businesses, but from construction sites. As the Washington economy climbs out of its doldrums, construction waste is on the rise. KUOW's John Ryan found out what happens to the millions of tons of waste created when we tear down old buildings.
The construction industry has been down in the dumps for several years, but on the University of Washington campus, it's booming. New dormitories have been cropping up left and right, and that means old buildings have been coming down. Until last fall, Lander Hall stood 9 stories tall and covered most of a city block. Tearing down the old dorm took weeks. Day after day, excavator machines with huge hydraulic jaws stretched toward the sky and chewed into the dorm. Floor by floor, chunks of concrete and rebar and wood plummeted toward the ground. One operator was seriously injured when a 20-ton slab of concrete fell on the cab of his excavator. Day after day, all that very heavy debris got carted away by a convoy of trucks. About 40% of America's waste comes from construction sites like this one. But where does all that waste go? A lot of Seattle's old buildings end up in a mountainous landscape on the city's outskirts, but it's not in the Cascades. Dickie Allen walks through the shade of a sort of man-made canyon. It's in South Seattle, near the border with Tukwila.
Over here is everything that's been dumped. It's a large pile. It's probably 8-10 stories.
A mountain made mostly of concrete slabs towers over Allen on the left, a mountain of concrete rubble on his right.
We have the boys pick all the steel, all the garbage. We try to separate as much clean wood as we can and send that down. It all goes to recycle.
Allen works for Contractors Concrete Recycling. It's where old buildings go to die and to get something of a second life in the crusher.
We get a little closer, but it gets real loud.
A concrete crushing machine about the size of a mobile home chugs away. Concrete slabs go in. A stream of inch-wide pieces of rubble comes out. Later, that rubble will be used as fill beneath new buildings or road projects. Every year in Washington State, about 6 million tons of old buildings get torn down. About 2/3 of the tonnage gets recycled or used somehow. The rest ends up in a landfill. Dickie Allen has lived in Seattle his whole life. He says he's been working in demolition since the mid-90s.
And ever since then, just been ripping and tearing, you know, tearing down buildings. Yep, I've seen a lot of change in Seattle. Helped change it, too.
He says much more demolition debris gets recycled than it used to.
Back then, just the scrap iron, all the metal.
Now?
Now they're doing wood and everything.
King County now keeps about 85% of its demolition debris out of the landfill, either by recycling it or burning it for fuel. Trains haul the rest to landfills in eastern Washington and eastern Oregon. Most people would agree that recycling's a good thing, but it doesn't necessarily make a big dent in the construction sector's appetite for raw materials and energy. A lot of the debris gets recycled into low-value products like rubble. That means new construction keeps needing new materials like concrete and lumber. Even with 100% recycling, demolition turns an old building into something not nearly so valuable. University of Washington officials say they considered renovating the half-century-old Lander Hall, but they found it would be cheaper to build a 21st-century Lander Hall from scratch. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.